Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is October 31st, Monday. I have a brand new guest here by the name of Anthony DeVino. Yes. And he's back.
He's here.
He's back.
Hey. Yeah. Do it.
Fuck.
It's been a while.
It's been 4 weeks, I think.
I think a month.
That's 4 weeks.
Good for you.
It is Halloween.
I love those days.
So I am eating Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite holiday?
I hate every other holiday. No, I don't. Stop. When it comes to holidays, it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. The rest of the year could go fuck itself.
Wait, in that order?
Exact order.
Christmas is third?
Yep.
Who hurt you?
All right. Second.
Halloween. I don't even like Halloween. Why do you like Halloween?
Your microphone's orange. How do you not like Halloween?
First of all, it's red. It's just that it's been in the light so long that it has like faded and it's now looks a little orange, but it was red.
Bullshit.
And that still doesn't answer my question.
Halloween is the best holiday ever. I'm going to tell you why. Because A, the Nightmare Before Christmas. B, the leaves change color. C, I'm a fucking fiend for horror movies. You see me. You see me going to every fucking
horror
movie.
Watch them whenever the fuck you want.
No. Stop.
First of all, Christmas movies are way better than horror movies.
I'm not done counting.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
All right. Anyway, we went to Highline Ballroom this Saturday, so 2 days ago, and it was a little bit of a disaster. Did you like it? I don't know if I'll ever go there again, honestly.
I'm going to be honest with you. I went there once before, and it was a small crowd. We went there at like 1:30 at that time. It was me, Dom, Eric, Marco, Ralph, Dylan.
Right.
Solid. And, I had the time of my life. I don't know, man. I was just dancing. There was a lot more room than there was fucking the other night.
Yeah, there was no room in this place. Yeah, we were packed.
Staying on the couch the whole time. I think the kids across wanted to fight us fucking guys.
I don't know. I just hate going to clubs because you stand outside and they're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, are you on the list? So check the list, check the IDs, check it twice. The girls are free. The guys have got to pay $1,000. There's so many rules.
I'm over it.
Yeah, so am I. That's why I like bars, dude. Mm-hmm. We should have just bar hopped. It would have been dope.
Just went to Vegas.
I mean, we did that too. That was a nice place. Mm-hmm. See, clubs in Vegas, that's a different story.
Beautiful.
Right. That's a different story. But
acid.
Know, the clubs in New York, I'm over it.
I'm over all that. Nonsense.
What were you for Halloween?
I was Indiana Jones.
I know that. I'm asking you so that the people can know. But he was Indiana Jones.
I killed it.
He had a whip.
I did. I didn't bring that in the club. You noticed that the club didn't search us when we walked in?
Why would they?
Because it's New York. Why wouldn't they?
That's actually very true.
Exactly.
They might have not checked anyone. Someone could have just sprayed around in there.
It's gang initiation night.
That's true. Tonight is that.
Whatever.
Hide your mothers.
Somebody.
Which is real. I remember one year... they were beating up moms or some shit.
Welcome to New York.
Right.
It's terrible.
So if you wanted to be in a gang, you have to like on Halloween night, I mean, at least around here, like you have to do something. Like I remember one year it was like killing a dog or something. Oh, not killing it. Well, like I know it was like stabbing moms was one of them. I remember that for one year.
Yep.
And then there was something with dogs, either stealing them or kicking them or something.
I want to know how do people figure it out. What it is like? Is there like a word? Do they tell the news before Halloween? Hey, we're killing moms tonight, or
I don't know.
After like, oh, like six old women were pushed over today.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, that's a good question. But
I hate that shit.
You just hear it.
I disagree.
That's why, like, especially now, like when we were younger, we were always like, let's get shaving cream, fight each other with the shaving cream, and then throw eggs at taxis.
Damn,
which is so dangerous now that you look back on it and think about it.
We threw. Well, when I forgot who I was with. We were throwing eggs at taxis, and I think one of them pulled out a gun once. We ran like it was our last day.
Yep. A lot of that happened around here, I feel like. I remember one time a couple blocks from my house, someone opened their door, and someone shot them with a shotgun. We're off to a fucking hot start here, huh?
Yeah, that's wild. We're fucking
people dying and shit. Mom's getting stabbed.
Eggs.
Welcome back to the basement.
This Justin.
People just want to listen to this podcast escape problems. We're over here talking about their moms getting stabbed and shit.
Don't come to New York.
But I remember one time specifically. Well, I was super young. I had, because I remember the cops, they go super hard on this night, especially. So if you have anything, they will take it from you. So I remember one day I was with Frankie, and we had just gone our separate ways. Someone, I had like I had a school bag and I had cans of shaving cream in it, but I didn't have any eggs. And the cops pulled me over, and then they made me give them the shaving cream, and then they drove me to my house. And like, I just hopped out, but then I went right back out. Like, my mom was like, "Yeah, go." Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had shaving cream. I didn't have like a fucking C4 or anything.
I've gotten pulled over for a paintball gun before. It was a big war in the park across the street from my house. 1 year, bad. I think Dylan's sister got shot in the ear with a paintball. Stopped the whole war. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It was like, I don't know who we were shooting against, but all you just heard was. Shotgun paintballs, eggs, everything you could think
There's
of.
There's a shotgun paintball gun?
Yeah. It sucked. Accuracy sucked.
Do you remember, first of all, I was so scared this night, but we somehow ended up with like a group of 40 people.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I had to have been 13, 14.
I was 17, 16.
And we were walking on 20th Avenue. And all of a sudden, this fucking van drives by and swings open the side door. And I didn't, like, see because I was in the middle of the street. But all I heard was, like, so I just ran. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a gun because it sounded like a gun.
I remember running away really fast,
I just ran. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. People got shot, whatever. And I came back and there was paint everywhere. I was like, oh, shit. So the guys did a U-turn. And I remember me and Lorenzo. You remember Lorenzo?
Yes.
We stepped out into the street and we fired eggs. And I remember mine went right through the door into the van and like exploded in there.
Nice.
And then they hopped out and were shooting paintball guns at all of us. And we were throwing eggs at them. We didn't know who the fuck they were.
I remember.
This is why I hate Halloween, because shit like this is so dangerous. And I feel like if my mom knew any of this, she would have never let me out of the house.
Lived life on the edge.
I haven't gone outside on Halloween in a while.
I was a little nervous walking here. I'm not going to lie. Actually, no.
I don't like it. I really don't. It's not good. I would be nervous.
Yeah, a little bit. Tonight, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I parked on the block here. But if I parked like 3 blocks away, I'd be nervous walking around.
I parked around the block. But it's so hipster here now. Like, I don't know, man. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's packed up the street with trick-or-treaters.
I did. I saw a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Motherfuckers came to my door.
Motherfuckers, they're children.
Yes, they are.
Dumb motherfuckers came to my
door. Get out of here.
Ahmed told me that someone knocked on his door and he got so scared that he just went into bed and went, he pretended he was sleeping.
Yo, my mom had the door open. These kids were opening the screen door. I was like, what are you doing, fucks? The fucking knock. Oh, trick or treat. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I remember one time, like 3 years ago, this group of kids, they were probably like in seventh or eighth grade.
Yeah.
They knock on my door, and they know who I am, right? So they're asking for me. So my mom makes the dumb mistake of going downstairs. She's like, hey, come out and meet these people. I'm like, Ma, this is such a bad idea. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I go out there, I'm talking to these people, like, whatever. Then there's just one kid, right? He just is so adamant about playing me in basketball. He's like, yo, play me one-on-one. Play me one-on-one. I'm like, go the fuck away. You know what I mean? He was a kid who was in eighth grade. I wanted to hit him. I was like, shut the fuck up.
He's trying to be cool, bro.
Yeah, he's in front of all his friends. Yo, you won't play me one-on-one? I was like, no, man. I fucking won't, because I'll smoke you.
The little kids across the street ask me about you when I walk into my house. Like, hey, man, you see Joe? Tell him I said, what's up? Like, I don't even know your name, kid. Like, the fuck you want me to say? Hey.
Didn't someone notice you the other day for Basement Yard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he listens to this podcast.
Oh, it's a dude?
Yeah, I was sitting on the train and he's like, hey, dude, you're Anthony DeVino. And I was like, yeah, it's me. And he, I'm like, how'd you recognize me, bro? I got like a full beard right now. My beard is thick.
You look like this 24/7.
No, my beard is thick.
All right.
You know, and he's like, oh, I noticed your tattoo. And like, you can only see the point in my arm. And I'm like, damn, you're a big fan, bro, because you can barely see that shit. And it was pretty cool.
Didn't someone, like, on the train on Saturday? That was it?
It was on the train. And, oh, well, we went the other night, Friday night. Oh, my God. That was a disaster, too.
The plunge?
Holy shit. I ran into Alva's. I don't remember why I did that.
Oh, because we were picking up Marco and Tommy.
And I ran in there, and some girl goes, oh, hey, DeVino. And I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, what? DeVino's a big hit in these streets because of the Basement Yard.
That's it.
It's great.
Love it. Not mad.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. But I do tell you this. I did learn not to drink any drinks with acid in it, because lately I've been throwing up. In
with between. Acid?
Yeah. When we
the
when,
fuck does that mean?
Me and Frankie and Ahmed went to brunch that day. I had 22 mimosas. Why?
Oh,
you we were cool,
dude. I thought you were talking about the drug
acid. No, acetic drink.
Acetic.
I don't give a fuck. So
acetic. No, that's
so. Yo, the other night. Oh well, brunch. I was drinking like I had 22 mimosas. Went into the bathroom. I made myself throw up like 3 times just to feel better.
Yeah.
Then continue. We went to studio that night.
Right. Kept
drinking.
That was.
But
dumb.
The other night during the plunge, we were at what was it? The Bonnie. And mm-hmm. Yo, I was like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and I was sticking my finger down my throat because my stomach was killing me so much. And I was drinking the apple cider beers.
Dude, okay. So there's a bar crawl. It's not really a bar crawl. I mean, it is, but we've just made it up.
I had fun.
Like, usually with bar crawls, like, there's a huge group and, like, there's discounts at bars or whatever. We just bar hop from bar to bar. Call it the Astoria Alleyway Plunge.
I don't remember it. I remember the last bar we went to. And I don't remember saying that shit to that girl that Sammy told me. Sammy was like, you told some girl that you let her skip you in line if you got to take her home.
Yeah, I'm you like, said something like that. Because oh, you kept asking God. Me if you could skip me. And I was like, no, you can't. And you're like, yo, I really got to pee. I was like, so do I. And then I was walking in and I was in the bathroom actually. And I heard you saying some shit to some girl.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I came outside and I grabbed you. And I was like, you need to fucking relax.
I don't remember it.
I don't even know how you got that drunk. We're at my cousin's house, and he like is a beer distributor or whatever the hell.
Three beers there, but that Mad, what was that? Mad Elf.
Yeah.
Like 11% alcohol.
11% alcohol.
It was delicious. If I had a 6-pack of that, I'd be face down still.
You would not have a face. Yeah, you would be dead.
Yeah, that was it was delicious beer. Honey and cherry. Yeah, I got fucked up. I'm not going to lie to you. I really did.
It was fun, though.
The last bar was fun. I was playing good country music in there.
Judy and Punch.
Everybody hated me for that. Had to.
I don't know.
Because we live in Astoria. Yo, man, put on that fitty.
No, someone. No, who? So where were we when we heard a house party?
That was it. Judy and Punch. I put it on. I had it on my
Instagram. People were rocking with a house party.
I was happy about that. And then,
I was happy about that.
Nah, honey, I'm good.
You put that on?
Yeah, I did. Fuck, you
Andy Grammer.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Anthony DeVino.
And then Nick was fucking behind me putting in fucking Juicy and fucking Tupac. I'm like, yo, come on, man, country. And then the thing froze and everything went downhill.
All right, anyway, before we move forward, got to do this here.
Show me.
Sponsorship here. This week, we have SeatGeek. Mm. If you don't know what that is, it's an app. You can download it on your phone. It's for buying tickets and shit. It's like the easiest way to buy tickets. Literally all my friends use it. I use it. It's just very convenient. You know, I don't want to use websites anymore. I want to use apps. And you go on the app and like they show you seats. And when you click on the seats, you can actually see a real picture of like what your seat, what it look, your view from the seat. And
I like it.
They have like if it's green, it's a good price. If it's red, it's a bad price. Dude, the other day I was looking at Giants. I forgot the game. It might have been Giants Cowboys in December. Maybe. I don't know. It might have been that game. But there was a seat like in the 100s and it was green. So I clicked on it. It was like $168. I'm like, are you kidding me? But don't quote me on that. But I could have sworn that was the game, but I'm not sure.
That's a pretty good price because they suck.
Shut the fuck up. Patriots. Piece of shit. If you want to download SeatGeek, download that shit. And then in the promo code, you can put basement and you get a $20 rebate after you make your first purchase. So download the app. Promo code is basement. $20 off. But yeah, it's just the easiest way to buy tickets, honestly.
I agree. I like that app.
Yeah, I know. I look at it all the time just because even when I'm not aware of it, I just like look for like what concerts are going on, what the fuck's happening. Anyway, Halloween, dude, can you stop singing the song?
Sorry.
Jesus.
Yo, I actually I was sitting in my car the whole time you told me not to come here, and I made a purchase of OnStar for 3 years. And
Where were you sitting in your car?
Around the block. You said don't leave yet, and I was here. I was bored. You really think I'm going to sit in my fucking house?
Sitting in your car is the same thing.
I was sitting in my car. I did a lot of things. Like I said, I purchased OnStar. And
what does that get you?
I don't, like, security. If someone steals my car, I call OnStar and they shut my car down. So the asshole, yeah, man, we got a new truck. All of a sudden you're driving 80 and it just drops to 30 and you can't go over it. What are you going to do? You're going to keep driving 30 miles an hour? You're going to get out and run, leave my truck, you fuck.
Is that what OnStar is?
Yeah.
It's I thought you just cool. like click on the button and they go, yeah, man. Oh,
that too. But I have a GPS in the car already. And if I lock my keys in the car, they unlock it for me. I could start my car from my phone when I'm on the train. You know, shit like that. It's nice. It's cute.
Oh, wow. That's good.
It's cute. And then I ordered XM radio for 6 months.
Why?
I need it.
For what?
I listen to country.
Isn't there like 94.7?
Yeah, but I recommend Sirius XM for everybody.
Why?
It's pretty cool. I like it. It's just no commercials.
I need it.
It's pretty cool. I like it. But that's what I was doing while you made me wait, you fuck.
Bro, I told you 7:45.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to do homework. Yeah.
That's not what I said.
Yeah.
I said I was on the phone and I had to edit.
Yeah.
In the middle of editing, I was on the phone. So that's when I got off the phone, I texted you and said, hey, come at 8 because I have to fucking continue editing because I was on the phone.
That's crazy because this weekend I have to actually go do electrical work in the White House. So, you know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I know you're not serious.
What if I just show up in there?
To the White House?
I am part of a union now.
The fuck does that mean? They're going to let you in the White House?
Do anything. I'm going to be in the World Trade Center tomorrow.
Are you?
No, down the block.
What are we doing for New Year's?
I don't know, man. I hope it's as live as last time. Last time was fun. I had to dress up in a suit.
Last year was when I rented out that thing.
Was it last year?
I don't know.
A lot of mistakes were made that night.
That was a disaster. That was last year.
A lot of mistakes were made into that night and then after that and then after that.
Honestly, I'm not even sure, but that was really disastrous.
Me and Eric were going to stay over that night and sleep on the floor with two other girls, and which one Eric is dating. The other, RIP. And it was a mess. There was a lot of throw up, a lot of liquor.
Right. And I didn't know any of this. So originally.
I was walking up the stairs and you were half dead. Yeah, I remember I was. That. Yo, I can't see. All right.
I honestly, what happened was so let me just give everyone the backstory here so I can paint the picture for you. I went on Airbnb and was looking for spaces to rent, and I found this one spot, and I was talking to people. I was like, listen, I'm gonna have people over. Like, I wasn't gonna like lie to someone and be like, yeah, I'm just want to hang out there. So I told the guy, I'm like, listen, I want to have a party here, like 20-30 people. Ended up being around 40, but I was like, you know, like 20-30 people, like nothing crazy. My friend's gonna bring DJ equipment, play music. He's like, yeah, cool, no problem. And he asked me, he's like, what time do you think you'll be out? And I said, how about 3 p.m. the next day? So it gives me time to clean up everything the next morning. You know what I mean? So he said, okay. And then whatever. We went. We set up the party. We had the party. The problem was I went there at like 6 p.m. to start setting everything up and immediately started drinking Ciroc. Mm. So I had a lot in me.
All I drank that night was champagne bottles. I was taking random people's bottles out of the fridge, downing it.
I was drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle.
Ugh.
And I was fine. Like, I was drunk, but, like, I was functional, you know what I mean? And I remember the ball dropping. We set up a TV so we could see it. Remember the ball dropping. Then people started lighting cigars in this place.
That was me, and you took my cigar out of my mouth. That was the last time I saw it.
Right, and I smoked the whole thing.
Oof.
And then I gave it back to you. Though. Yeah. But then after I smoked that cigar, dude, oh my feet could not leave the ground. Yep. Like, I couldn't lift them. Like, it felt like someone was pushing down on my shoulders. Like, I felt so heavy.
You know, smoking a cigar gives you like a lightheaded feeling. And due to the fact that you were already drunk, it just made it worse for you. And that's what
it
happened.
It fucking sent me to hell.
I smoked a lot that night.
Did you?
I'm shaking my head.
Dude, I remember. It was like, I made it to like 12:30. Yeah. Like, I didn't make it at all. Like,
you were
a bunch of people
bad.
Showed up. Frankie, I hadn't seen in a long time. And he was going to show up at 1 o'clock. I didn't even get to see him. He had to go back to school the next day. And I didn't see him for another 5 months.
At one point, random people were coming upstairs
right
from the street, and I was being, I'm just, you know me, I'm normally a friendly dude,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you know where this story is going. And I remember some dude came upstairs and he was like, "Oh hey man," I was like, "Oh hey bro," like not in that voice. I'm like, "What's up? You know, like how are you? You know, you want a drink?" And I was so drunk, I didn't know any better. And oh yeah man, I'll take a drink. So I gave him a drink and he just kept talking to me, and the dude kept feeling on my neck.
Really?
And I'm like, damn, man. I was like, I'm just trying to be cool, bro.
Oh, he was a gay guy?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not.
Oh, he thought you were hitting on him.
I'm really sorry, man. But he kept, and then I walk away, and then he just find his way back to me and keep feeling on my neck. And I'm like, dude, yo, you need to chill out. Sorry. You got to stop. And
that's
great. And I think somebody kicked him out because I was like, dude, you can't do shit like that. I like pussy a lot. There's no way I'm changing.
Oh my god!
I had fun that night, but trying to sleep over. Yo, me, Eric, and the two girls.
That was the thing. So I wanted to get to that. Sorry. So I left at 12:30, and like I was the one who was booking, and I was talking to the guy, and I told him we're gonna be out 3 p.m. the next day, so I had time to clean up because I didn't want to leave it like a shit show. So I made it to 12:30, and then I went to my girlfriend's apartment, on 51st Street, and whatever. At 3 a.m., I don't know how, but I was coherent. And I had a bunch of, oh no, I woke up at like 5 a.m. and I had a bunch of texts on my phone. And everyone's like, yo, we're fucked. Joey, I called, like I had 40 missed calls. I had calls from the guy, I had texts from the guy, texts from all you guys in a group chat. And I'm like, are they kidding? Like, is this a joke? So apparently the guy thought I said 3 a.m. So Davino and Eric and them were like, yo, we'll stay and sleep here. And then we'll start cleaning up in the morning. Just meet up with us. And I was like, okay, that's perfect, whatever. And that's not what happened. The guy came back with his wife, mm-hmm. went up the stairs.
Furious.
And saw, first of all, my friend Nick was sitting on the steps. Because like you had to walk up a flight of stairs to get to the loft. So he was sitting on the steps, throwing up, and then scooching up one step and then throwing up again. And he kept going up. He was like, I made it up at least 8 stairs. Mm-hmm. So he threw up like 8 times. There was shit everywhere. There was a bucket filled with it looked like you cut open a pig's neck and let the whole thing bleed out into this bucket. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I remember.
But it was there. Someone threw up in the sink.
That was Dylan.
Was it?
Yeah, I was there with him.
Oh my god. There was like a glass doorway, and there was shit all over the glass. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember any of this happening while I was there. It must have happened afterwards.
Did you get charged for anything? Like, dude, yeah, you got to pay for this and that.
Yeah, I paid a cleaning fee. It was like $350.
Why? We could have cleaned it. The guy was like, no, get out.
I asked him.
I said, I'll clean it. And he was like, no, get out. I was like,
I mean, I feel him. What, is he going to trust a bunch of drunk assholes to do it?
It was bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. It was like shit.
I was so nervous that the guy was like going to sue me or something.
Cause I can't sue you for $380 to clean it.
But I felt bad. But the next day I had work, and I actually worked like 3 blocks away from where this place was. So I went there, and you know, the guy showed me everything, and I was like, this place is fucked. And I was like, listen, I will clean it either myself, or I'll call my friends, they'll come and we'll all clean it, or you know, I'll do whatever you want. And he said, just give me $350 for like a cleaning fee.
Yeah, $350, you probably paid $180 and pocketed the other money.
I mean, whatever, dude. We fucked that place up.
Should have got Dominic in there to talk his way out of it.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus. You heard what happened last week, huh? The other night at the Highline Ballroom?
No.
Why do you think it took us so long to get up there? The bouncer was like, yo, you owe $400. Like, $400? Are you fucking stupid? He's like, $400. Dominic talked his way out of it.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know if I'm...
But,
talked his way out of that whole thing.
I know, but I wasn't gonna. I felt bad, dude. I was wrong. We went there. The place was shit.
Oh my god, they wanted to put 18 of us at a tiny table. You remember that?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh my god, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah,
I was actually upset about that. I didn't move from the couch the whole night.
At the club you're talking about?
Yeah, I stood on the couch.
Yeah,
I didn't move a damn finger.
I was like on the dance floor. I mean, there was no space to do anything, man. I was like trying to dance, but I couldn't really.
I gave up.
Josh threw up like 5 times the next day. He said the orange juice was spoiled, but we all had it.
It wasn't. It was probably acidic. I can't take that shit. No more orange juice or cider beers for Anthony. Nope.
the cider beers did you in?
Yeah, man, I just destroyed me.
You know, like the Minute Maid juices, like orangeade,
filled with acid.
Those things, yo. If I have a sip of it, the middle of my chest feels like a terrible.
And then guess what, Frankie? Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. Yo, let's get brunch. $15 mimosas. And guess what? I had to because he made me. Everybody was doing it. Me and it was.
Why don't you try Bloody Marys?
Ew.
Yeah, I know. They're gross.
Dude, there's like spice on the... No. You drink Bloody Marys. You never drank one.
No, I don't drink Bloody Marys.
So offer it.
I don't, maybe you'd into that. There's like a stick of celery in it.
I was drinking Bellinis.
What the fuck is that?
It's peach juice and
champagne. That's very good.
Yeah, still acidic.
Is it?
It's a lose-lose for me. I'm not drinking no more.
There was some place I went to for like brunch for like, I don't know, I think it was like Easter or my mom's birthday or something.
I love brunch.
And they had those peach, what are they called? Bellinis?
Bellinis.
Yeah. They were really fucking really good. Peachy. I was like, yo, bring me three of these. These are great.
Yeah, great.
I need to go to brunch.
Yeah, man, we should.
Let's go to brunch
right now. I had a really good brunch at True the other day with some waffles, some eggs, sausage.
So True on Ditmars. Mm-hmm. They have a great, what the fuck's that? The morning after.
That's what I had.
Oui.
I don't know what they did.
It's like waffles, fucking, yeah.
They packed it up recently and it's amazing. And out of nowhere, Frankie just starts talking to the owner. Because the owner, you're the one who was throwing up last time, man. Yeah, what's up? I'm like, fuck, man. See what I'm saying? I got to chill.
Wait, how did he know you were throwing up?
Because Frankie was fucking, you know Frankie, when I'm in the bathroom throwing up. Dude, I got to use the bathroom. Hello, who's in there? Hello, I got to go. He was being that asshole. And then the guy went up to, yo, is your friend okay, man? In like a European accent, hello, is your friend okay? You know?
That sounded like...
He came over with a ponytail. I was like, this dude's European.
Yeah. That's the, you know, everyone who has a ponytail is from Europe, you know?
Exactly. And he was short. He had a button down. Yes, yes, please enjoy. Enjoy the food here. Like,
shut the fuck. I don't know what that. That sounds a little Russian.
Yeah, that's him. That's his voice. And he's shorter than I am. Then that's a problem. You can't be an owner and 5'2".
Sure you can.
Absolutely not. Then you have to have Napoleon.
Go ahead. You got it. Napoleon what?
Syndrome?
Nope.
Complex.
There you go.
Good job.
Look at you. Second try. I thought that was going to take at least five tries till you got that.
Build a house, I'll make it light for you.
You'll make it light for me?
Because I'm an electrician.
You haven't done anything electric for me.
Yeah, I went to change your lights, and I'm sorry that your lights are like $5.99.
Whatever. They
get bullshit.
They get the job done. They light the room.
Oh, yeah, they're lighting it right.
How about you light up my backyard? I'm still waiting for that.
I've been begging you to let me do electrical.
Yeah, do what you want. But you're like, go out and buy the materials. What the fuck do I need you for then?
I need, all right, you give me your company credit card. All right, give me your black and I'll go get it.
Your black.
Imagine.
I don't have a black card.
You do. Don't lie to me.
If I did, I would show you, but I don't have a black card. Thing.
It's like having a Chase Sapphire preferred card. It's metal. They're both metal.
I mean, a black card's a lot of...
It's a lot to handle.
It is. Don't you have to spend like... $100,000?
No, it's like no limit. You have to spend like $1 million, maybe. You go buy a house.
No, every month you need to spend a certain amount. Yep. And I'm pretty sure it's at least $100,000.
And I think it's an annual fee. Yeah. I want an American Express card to still look cool. You know?
No one ever sees my cards besides the bars, the bartenders. I leave
everything.
I am notorious for leaving my card at the bar.
Yeah, Dick, if I left my card at a bar, I'd cancel it the night of.
I've never done that.
Great show.
I just... I always called them the next day, like, yeah, I fucked up. I left my card at your bar. I'm like, yeah, you can come get it.
I've left my ID at a bar before, but then again.
My PayPal got hacked today.
No.
Yeah.
Did you call?
Yeah.
Shit. How did they do that?
I don't know.
My password for everything is at least 17 digits. No, it's not. At least. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
He's counting with his fingers right now, everyone.
14.
It's 14?
Yep, 14 digits. Why do you think my shit ain't hacked? Knock on wood.
I don't know, because no one gives a shit about you.
I just don't want my shit hacked. I'm on top of everything.
I mean, I have a couple passwords that I use, and they're all like, you know, uppercase with some fucking numbers. I don't want to give any clues here.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because now everything is, one letter uppercase. Okay, all right. Shut the fuck up.
No, there's a few.
Everything's going to be like, I remember, pretty soon they're going to take pictures of our face.
Who's they?
Password, take a picture of your face. Okay.
Oh, that would be nice.
Shit happens, dude. You don't know anything now. Did you see the new Cadillac? You take your phone, it charges your phone, and you slip it into like a slot. So you can't text and drive while your phone is charging. Dylan's going to hate that shit if I get that car. yo, can I charge my phone? Yeah, sure. But he has to keep taking it out to text, putting it back in to text. It's like a little slot. This is pointless.
Thanks for that, man.
You're welcome.
You have any more car reviews you want to share?
No, I'm good.
That's the last one?
100.
Good. I've been trying to cut back on texting and driving, but I can't help it.
Me neither.
I don't text and drive on the highway because I'm not a psycho.
I am that asshole who will scroll through Instagram while on the highway.
Yeah, see, I don't do that.
I am a dick.
I don't scroll. Like, I text.
No, I scroll.
But like, I'll text at like red lights or like if I'm coming to a stop sign or. But a lot of times, like, I feel bad that people behind me are like beeping because like the light turns green. And I don't even see it because I'm looking down. And you know what's funny? Like, I'm such a hypocrite because I do that and people beep and I'm like, oh shit, and I go. But when people in front of me are texting or something and I have to hit the horn, I'm just like livid.
Fucking stop looking at your phone, you fucking idiot. You don't throw things?
I don't. What do you mean? I'm going to throw things at their car?
I used to work with some guy who used to throw anything at anyone.
While he was driving?
Yeah, I was like, dude, you need to chill the fuck out.
You never know who you're driving next to.
Exactly. And I've had to get out of the fucking truck with him before because he wanted to fight people. Pulled out a crowbar. Psycho.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah, and we were in Manhattan, dude. I had to pull my hat all the way down so no one would see me. Because, you know, today everything's on World Star.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you know, I'm afraid of that because there's some people who are psychos. Like, you see videos all the time of, like, some guy cuts someone off, then he, like, runs him off the road and he gets in his fucking. He breaks the window of his passenger seat. Like, see, the fuck?
That happened to me one time with the Camaro. I cut somebody off because I wanted to get into the lane. And he was in a Pepsi truck. A Boar's Head truck. You know those things are huge.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm looking down. And I look up into my mirror. And this guy's creeping up on me. Bah, 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 boom! Slams into my trunk.
What?
So I get out. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck, man? And he goes, yo, man, I'm really sorry. I was like, whoa, you were texting. Just be honest. And he goes, yeah, man. I'm like, yo, I'm not going through insurance. All right. Why do you think? Remember, my trunk was dented. Remember, I complained about it for weeks. I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "All right, man, I'm sorry." I was like, "Yo, I was kind of cool about it." I was like, "Listen, the car's going back. I'm getting the whole back painted. Just give me $150." And I think that was his tip money that he made for the day. And he was like, "Come on, man. Like, can I just do it for you? I'll fix it. I'll fix the paint." And I was like, "No." I was like, "If that's the case, I'll just go through insurance." And he gave me $180, but he was like upset about it. You know, I'm like, "What do you want me to do, bro? It costs $200 to paint the bumper. You just, you know,
mm-hmm.
fucking fucked up my trunk." And then that's why Chevy hit me with the bill of like $1,900. Fuck that shit. I'm not paying that shit.
Fuck that. I haven't been hit or anything. I remember one time. No one even knows about this. My sister used to work at some school, and I was picking her up from work, and I'm parked behind a school bus, and I'm about, I want to say, 7 feet behind it, right? So the school bus, out of nowhere, like, I'm sitting there on my phone, starts backing up. I don't think anything of it. Like, I see the white lights, like, in my peripherals. It's backing up, whatever. And then I notice, like, it's still backing up, so I just look up. And this thing slowly just hits my car. And, like, it was taller than my car. You know what I mean? So it got kind of on top of the front bumper and, like, part of the wheel or whatever and hit it. And I just went, I put my arms up and the guy's looking at me in the rear view. And I'm like, I didn't even say anything because I was in disbelief that he backed up, hit me, and then kept going, like, a little bit and then went. And then left. And then just left.
I would have chased him down.
But I was so baffled. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, thinking back on it, I'm like, why didn't I drive after this guy? But I was so taken back. I was like, what the fuck was that? Because there was so much space. It was like he did it on purpose.
You file hit and run.
It was so weird.
Listen to this. I've never gotten into I'm going to knock on wood, a car accident. But
this table is made of like nothing
that's okay.
Close to wood.
So there's a story that you don't have sex in your car because it's bad luck.
It's like an urban legend.
Exactly. So when I had the Infiniti,
I lost my virginity in a car. What's that say about me?
Good for you.
Bad luck for life? Wasn't my car.
No, it's bad luck for them. This is why I'm this story. So I had the Infiniti and I used to fuck in that car all the time because the back seat was pretty comfortable. So I finally got hit. Somebody backed up into my door. So I didn't think nothing of it. You know, and I go home and I tell my dad, I'm like, yo, I think it's bad luck to have sex in your car because I just got hit. Like, yo, you're a fucking idiot. Shut up. So I go, okay. The second time, I get hit from the back. Dylan was in my car and Zach. And the dude rear-ended me bad. Took off my whole bumper. Remember, I was depressed to drive my car. It looked like shit. Of the Infiniti. So I think nothing of it because, like I said, I used to have sex in my car all the time. So I go back and I tell my dad, I'm like, dude, I think it's bad luck. And he goes, yo, you're fucking stupid. The third time, my car is parked in front of my house. Right? Some lady fucking flies back. Toof, hits the whole front of my car. Destroys it. Right? Before I got the Camaro. And like I said, I went inside to my house and my dad goes, yo, listen, enough is enough. Stop fucking in your car. He goes, it's bad luck. I get it. Just stop. Enough. And yeah, I mean, I never got into a car accident. Everyone hits me. And now I refuse to have sex in my truck.
In your truck?
The Camaro is the worst. Worst. Sitting back there is terrible, right?
Yeah.
Imagine fucking.
No.
I swear, it's horrible. You could turn the seats upside
Having
down.
Having sex in a car is pretty fucking terrible.
I won't also. Do it. I won't do it no more.
It's pretty bad. Nope. There's no room to work. You have like two positions you can do.
No. When you're sitting in the middle of the back seat of a car, you're chilling. Especially in the Infiniti because the ceiling was kind of really high. It was a great time.
I need room to work, bro.
I miss it. Oh, God. Tinted windows blacked.
See, I've had sex in cars that have no tinted
windows.
See,
that's scary. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I have some pretty good spots.
When you have a boner, things happen, Davino.
Hell yeah, you don't give a fuck.
I mean, I gave a fuck, and I was kind of nervous. I was like, please don't catch me, anyone. But
people, like, walk past my car and knew what was going on. I mean, you shut off everything. You leave the AC on, you know, because it gets hot in there.
See, that's a rookie mistake that I made on numerous occasions.
You left nothing on, didn't
nothing
you?
Nothing on.
Just cracked the window very little bit. It's a lose-lose. The car shakes, but you have to have good spots because you could go to jail.
I know.
Yeah, you can.
Not like jail.
Like, you have to use, like, I used to fuck across the street from a church.
What the fuck?
No fucks given. It's safe.
What church?
St. Francis, and then the one on the other side of the highway. There's one over there where we used to play football in that field. There's a church there.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect spot. You got to get away from the street lights.
Wait, across from St. Yeah. Francis?
By Frankie's house.
On that street?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
It's residential.
Yo, sometimes when I really wanted to be safe, I'd go to the corner of my house and park my car by PS2 and just let it happen.
How is that really safe? You're next to a school.
Well, I know where my surroundings are. I'm safe. Or,
what are you worried about getting lost?
You want to get real technical? I pulled into my driveway.
Now you're talking.
Right there. Dark, pitch black. It was good. It was comfortable.
That's fine.
My dad was like, yo, you pulled back into the driveway and you were there for a little while. The fuck were you doing? I was like playing fucking cards. I was like trying to figure out stations to favorite. The fuck you think I was doing? You're a fucking idiot. But
long story short,
the moral of the story is do not have sex in your car. It's bad luck. Continue.
That's what I was going to say.
There you go.
But I mean, I haven't had that problem. I haven't got hit by a car. I'm knocking mm-hmm. on the table. That isn't wood.
Be careful about that.
I'm a safe driver.
I agree. You are.
I don't speed.
Me neither.
Yes, you do.
Not anymore.
You gave it up?
That's why I have a truck.
What does that mean?
Pickup trucks. I don't speed. Just try speeding in a pickup truck. That thing is gone. It's sliding. It's going into a wall. You're dead.
I mean, it's a big truck. You'd probably be safe.
I don't know, man. I'm scared. You can't go 60 miles an hour and try to turn with that thing. It's weird. It'll slide right out from underneath you.
What the fuck was that noise?
I do want to have sex in the bed of my truck.
Just out in the open?
Nice comforter back there. It doesn't have to be romantic.
You should drive to, like, Alabama.
With it.
Find a nice listener who thinks you're attractive. Mm. And then set up the bed of your truck out under the stars. The Alabama sun. Not the Alabama sun. The Alabama moon.
Stars. I'm not looking for a girlfriend.
No, you just do that.
I am looking for a girlfriend.
That would be nice. Yeah. Honestly, if I lived in the South, I would do that more than I would have sex in a house. I would just like have sex in like the back of trucks.
I like that. It's a beautiful view. You got the mountains.
Yeah.
Are there mountains?
I'm not sure.
No.
There's a lot of pastures.
You can't. Oh, I'm going to go take the truck out to Montauk. I'm going to fuck. You're going to get shot, killed by the cops.
Right.
And they're going to take you to jail. Yeah, motherfucker. You think you're cool? Yeah, man. You're some pussy. Yeah. You're under arrest. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
I'm going to move to the South.
I've gotten caught a couple of times just with the flashlight, but we weren't doing anything yet.
Oh, the cops came up
to
the car?
Yeah, the undercover cops. They just point the light in there, and I'm not doing anything, so what are you going to do? Get out of here. All right, whatever.
It's never happened to me. I'm very fortunate.
I've been to court numerous times. I can't quit.
Never done that either. Yeah. Never gotten a summons.
Enough with
I'm
that.
I'm just jinxing myself. I'm going to walk out of this thing. I'm going to get hit by a car while I'm having sex in it, and then...
I don't know about that. It might be the new Son of Sam. What he can miss.
What?
You never know. That's what scares me, too, when you have sex in a car. Some dude just comes up and shoots you. That's what Son of Sam used to do. He used to kill people making out.
Yeah, no, but those people used to, like... That doesn't make sense to me. Because, like, back in the day, like, in the 80s, there was, like, spots around town that teenagers would pull up to and make out at.
Like, by the...
you can make out anywhere.
By the Whitestone Bridge. Had sex there, too. And that parking lot over there where the skating rink is, the hockey rink, the one. You park right there. Bang! Perfect view. Excellent view. That was 90% of the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to go there.
That's pretty far.
It was perfect, though. There was, like, not a cop in sight. And it was a drive. It was a parking lot. You park next to cars.
See, that's how you get shot.
Yep.
You want it to be out. You want it to be in a secluded area, but not too secluded to where someone would murder you.
We're going to go to the factories.
That's where I do.
That's the scariest shit in the world.
Why?
Rikers Island right there. You got a guy breaking out on his glory.
Yeah. What do you think? He's going to stop to murder me?
Maybe.
No shot. He's going
to
get out.
What if a guy gets out of his car? One day he's like, I'm going to go to a store and kill somebody today. Oh, look. They're fucking bang, bang.
He would have to find us.
Exactly.
That's not happening.
There's no chance of you getting away when you're in the back seat. And then, oh, let me turn on the car and go.
I can climb out the back. Dude, I'm very flexible. I can just hide in the trunk, if anything, also.
I don't trust the factories. You won't catch me dead over there.
I've had sex numerous times over there.
I'm scared.
That's your problem.
I won't do it. And I know a lot of people
go in front
there.
Of two churches is the other?
It's
God hates you. I hope you know that.
House of the Lord. Don't tell my mom that. She'll fuck me up.
No, I'm telling her.
No.
I'm going to tell her. I know you had sex there. You actually told me that back in the day. Now I remember.
I'm not mad. Safe. Under the eyes of the Lord. Stop.
You stop.
I'm mature now, Joey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wait till my parents go to bed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
All right.
The good old days.
The good old days. Back in the day. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up here. Happy Halloween, everyone. Check your candy. Because some psycho might slip a razor in it.
Don't eat the candy that you could twist off the wrapper and put it back on.
See, I love those candies. Like Tootsie Rolls.
Mm.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Tootsie Pops.
Yeah.
Great. Blow Pops. Very good.
It's very obvious to tell if somebody unwrapped that, though.
Yeah, I guess.
My mom used to tell me that people could stick needles of, like, pneumonia into chocolate.
Yeah, why would you do that? Like, what are you getting out of it?
Some sickos out there.
I don't understand that.
I'm going to kill kids tonight. That's what they say, bastards.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to just...
make them sick. It gets me so upset. Let the kids have fun.
Let the kids have their candy, huh?
Damn, kids aren't going to eat candy because of you fucks.
I wish Halloween was something different. Like, because when I have kids, I don't want to go around and knock on random people's doors like, oh, hey.
You have to.
And
you have to dress up, too.
I know. Dressing up's fine. That's fun.
I'm going to be a pirate with my kid. Frankie's going to get a kick out of that.
But, like, I don't want to have... I want my kid to have any of that candy. You know what I mean?
You got to inspect it.
I'm not going to sit there and inspect it. You know what I will do, though? This is what I'm thinking about doing. Let me run this by you. See if you let me know what you think. So, you know how, like, Costco sells those, like, variety bags? So, the kid's going to be young and dumb, right? So, he's going to get candy from these people. But I'm not going to let him eat any of it because I'm going to say, it's too late at night. You can't do that because you'll rot your teeth.
Know what you're going to do.
And you throw all that out.
And put yours in.
Put the variety bag in there. He'll never know the difference. He'll be like, oh, candy, I'm down.
Joey, that is the smartest thing. I'm going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Right.
So if he goes to eat a piece, oh, mommy, can I be? Doom, smack it out of his mouth.
Like, we have dinner. It's late at night. Your teeth are going to rot.
That is a
You're going to be ugly.
Good for you. You should have kids tomorrow.
I'm all good. I'm all set on
trying. I wish I could have a kid. I'm in the union now. I got benefits.
Davino. All
right.
Enough. You're not going to have kids.
I know. I could dream. One day.
One day, yeah. Am I going to be a godfather?
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to call me Uncle Joe, though.
They're going to be like, that kid's not even funny. why did you put up? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my kid's gonna date your daughter.
Can I have a? Can I? Are you gonna name one of them Joe? Can I get a middle name?
Probably.
Let's go.
I like that name, Joe. If I was high and drunk naming my children,
right? Which you probably will be.
It's a very good name. I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maybe Thomas.
Ooh, my brother's name. Maybe just name him after my family. Get Keith and Shannon.
No, I'm a fan of Thomas. That's my guy.
Maybe Charlie, Chase, the dogs, you know?
Negative.
I had a parakeet named Marty, if you want to name anyone that.
You had a parakeet before?
I had two parakeets.
Where was this? I was around when we were kids.
You weren't around yet. I was very young.
All right, makes sense.
I was maybe in first grade.
All right. I was here. I just posted a picture of me and Keith in first grade. Yeah,
I know, but we weren't like hanging out in each other's houses back then.
No, we weren't.
Exactly.
I don't even know how we knew each other. I think our parents knew each other and then we became friends.
I think so.
That's how it started. We became friends that way. Look at that.
You cracked the code.
Damn it. I just realized it.
Yep.
Fingered my head.
Excuse me?
So? Well, it's been good, everybody. Nice to see
you. All right, Davino, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You already know. It's at Aunt Vino for everything. I don't have to spell it out. It's exactly how it is.
Oh, guys, also go follow Ahmed. Please, God, go follow him, okay?
Help him.
His Twitter is at It's Ahmed with 3 D's. He wasn't on this podcast, but I feel like he just needs it.
Yeah. please help the kid. Help the kid. And shout him out.
Yeah, you know? Give him a tweet. Say, hey, Ahmed, nice. Can anyone listening to this? So I gave you his Twitter already. Can you just, even if you don't follow him, just tweet him like, dude, you got to shave your balls, please.
And say, Davino loves you. And don't spell my last name wrong.
Or just tell him he's got to shave his balls. He'll be so confused. It'll be great.
Yeah, do that.
Unless he listens to this, but he'll have to get through the whole thing. It's 47 minutes
I doubt he's going to do that tonight.
Me too.
All right.
So just tell him. Shave his balls, please.
Tell him we love him.
Right. Have a safe Halloween. Like I said, check the candy. Switch the candy out. Yeah. And go Giants.
Stop it.
Okay.
Let's go Patriots.
As always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.